What was the name of the mayor played by Bruce Dern in the movie that championship season? The story by Jason Miller, set here in Scranton. Mayor George P. Sitkowski. Who was the author from Scranton who wrote Mary Mary and King of Hearts and whose best-known book, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, became a film and eventually a TV series? Jean Kerr. These are two questions that might just turn up as part of the 9th annual You Live Here, You Should Know This, a regional history game show at the Lodge at Montage Mountain this Saturday, May 5th. The event is presented by the Lackawanna Historical Society, and the questions are researched and provided by high school students from Valley View and Riverside. We had a visit from two seniors from Riverside, Natalie Sotile and Brooke Mekovitz, and they came to talk about the event. Natalie first.
It's a Jeopardy game show, right? And students from Riverside and Valley View created the questions based off Lackawanna history. And it's really fun, actually. We did some recent twists, so it's not just really old history that you would have no idea what it's about.
Who are the contestants?
Local politicians, citizens.
And you have a moderator, like Alex Trebek.
Yeah, this year, Robert Savakinis. He did it last year under short notice, and he was really funny. Like, he was a good host, so we brought him back this year.
He's a history buff himself, so that's a very good choice. And where do you hold it?
The Lodge at Montage Mountain.
And so you wouldn't be involved if you didn't have an interest in history. Is that something that you both care about? What kinds of things have drawn you?
I think it started in fourth grade with Mr. Murphy when he was our fourth grade teacher, and he was big on Taylor history, which is where we're from, and he pushed Taylor history all the time. We even did a Taylor history play, and it was so much fun with the Athertons and the cemetery. Yeah, it was so cool. So I think that's where it kind of started, and he's actually our teacher that goes with us, so he kind of got us into it.
Did you feel that way, Brooke?
Yeah.
We were both in Mr. Murphy's class, so that's kind of where it started, and her sister did it before us, so Brooke kind of knew what it was about and then told me, and we were like, let's do it. So.
Yeah, I remember doing the game show when I was back at the Cultural Center. I remember going and watching it, and then I became part of it, and I hosted around my first year, and I'm going to host around again this year. We're both hosting, I think.
Yeah.
We're in the early stages.
Yeah.
What about doing the research? How does it work? Do you go online?
Well, this year, one of the Valley View teachers brought it up that we should pick
movies and
TV shows as like the categories. So then we just kind of went off that. Like, we picked out a TV show that like had a cool name.
And we kind of related questions to the topic of the show.
Do you find that unless you have a teacher like Mr. Murphy, that people are not so interested in history, or your classmates interested in history?
I'd say some are,
yeah,
but
some
there's
are,
not many.
And those are the ones we try to recruit then when we graduate.
Mm-hmm.
We try to pick them on. This year we have two seniors, a sophomore member, and then three freshmen.
Yeah.
So they'll come up?
Yeah. They'll take our spot next year, and just hopefully it keeps going for a long time.
So it's at the Lodge at Montage, 6 p.m. on the 5th of May?
Yes, Saturday.
And we should come prepared to play along if we're in the audience.
Yeah, and even fill in on a team. If somebody's missing a member, they'll take somebody from the audience, preferably a volunteer, to play.
And you've learned a lot, and it's been fun.
Oh, yeah. I think I've had so much fun with it.
Yeah, we love doing it every year.
Like last Saturday, Brooke and I learned that Scranton would have been part of Connecticut.
Scranton Founders Day.
Yeah, so I definitely love doing, because it's things that we learn things that nobody else would know if they just went to the movies or something. So it's definitely really cool.
Natalie Sotile and Brooke Mekovitz, and they're from Riverside. They stopped in to talk with us about the 9th annual You Live Here, You Should Know This, a history game show with local roots. And it will be held this Saturday, May 5th at 6 in the evening. And it's hosted by the Lackawanna Historical Society at the Lodge at Montage Mountain, Slocum Hollow there. Players on 8 teams will answer Jeopardy-style questions about people, places, and events in Lackawanna County, with new categories and special speed rounds to test players' knowledge of the obscure. Teams will consist of Northeastern Pennsylvania personalities and some favorite local history experts. This year, some of the players, 2015 champion team member Dominic Azzarelli, local author Stephanie Longo, Senator John Blake, State Representative Sid Kavulich, Scranton City Council member Wayne Evans, and everybody's favorite rail fan, Dom Keating. Winners will receive bragging rights for 1 year as local history legends of lore. That's Saturday, May 5th, the Lackawanna Historical Society, presenting the 9th annual You Live Here, You Should Know This History Game Show with regional focus at 6 at Slocum Hollow at the Lodge at Montage Mountain. There will be tickets at the door, food and drink available for purchase. The event is open to the public. Everyone is welcome to attend. And the event is planned by students from Valley View and Riverside High Schools. And we just heard two bright ones, Natalie and Brooke, and we thank them for coming in. For more information on the web, Lackawanna History is the key, and you can Google them on the web. lackawannahistory@gmail.com, lackawannahistory@gmail.com.